from the Rookery End. Today yeah. we'll be from the Shed End. Yeah. John is here, and I'm here with a special guest contributor of the day, my dad, Dan. We used to be Watford season ticket holders way back in the day. We used late 80s, early 90s. You haven't been to see many games recently.
Yeah.
Seen more Chelsea. Everyone knows what Chelsea like. If you were Malky Mackay today, for this big game in a big stadium with a lot of young lads, how would you tell your players to play?
Well, I've just come with a couple of a family of Chelsea supporters, you know, and they know, they say that Chelsea always get caught out in the early part of the game. Right. They did at Fulham recently.
Yes.
And I think if Watford push in the early part and get a goal, and then put up a blockade of some kind,
yeah.
and obviously I hope that they can get a breakaway to get another goal.
Absolutely.
Because they're very strong with Drogba and some of the other players.
No Drogba today. There's no Drogba.
No.
Malouda, Essien, or they're all gone to African nations.
Ah, right.
But Nelka is back.
I didn't realise that because I've been away for a while.
Yeah. No. It's Nelka's back for his first game. Of course, he scored 3 goals against Watford last season in that FA Cup game. So prediction, Dad. I'm going for 1-1 replay.
Right.
What are you going for?
I would like 1-1,
yeah.
but I just get the feeling that Chelsea will get the odd goal to win it.
Okay.
But I don't know the present Watford team too well.
Okay, well, we'll let you off then.
Okay.
All right, we're going to head over to Stamford Bridge now, and we'll probably speak to you after the game.